American workers are finally starting to see their paychecks increase, according to the jobs numbers that we got out earlier this morning. Average hourly earnings increased by 2.7% from a year earlier. That is more than projected. But are these wages increasing quickly enough, and why have they been so slow to rise? To answer some of these questions, I want to bring in David Weil. He is Dean of the Heller School for Social Policy and Management at Brandeis University, also the former head of the Wage and Hour Division of the U.S. Department of Labor back in 2014. Dean Weil, thank you so much for joining us. So I want to get your take first on the numbers that we got out this morning from the Labor Department. Pretty much across the board, a solid read. What's your take?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's certainly good news when the economy adds that many jobs to the economy and when the unemployment rate falls. So overall, you know, we have the long recovery that certainly began well into back in the Obama administration. I think the continuing concern is with unemployment rates as low as they are, just the fact that wages still look very slow in recovering, very different than what we've seen in the past.
I wonder if you could speak a little bit about the labor force participation rate, and when maybe your students come to you and say, can you explain why it remains low?
Well, the labor force participation rate really is about whether people's optimism about whether or not they're going to be able to find the kind of employment they're looking at in the labor market. And it's a measure of the continuing difficulty of coaxing, an important part of our labor force back into the labor market. And I think one of the reasons we, again, have seen what looks like historically lower rates of labor force participation than in past recoveries is the kinds of jobs that are out there, the kinds of opportunities that people are seeking, just are not as attractive as they once were. We've really restructured our economy in ways that just are less and less favorable to working people.
So, but in that said, we are seeing wages increase at this point. So I'm wondering, you know, first of all, is it enough? Because we have seen rents increase at a much faster pace, for example, than wages, as well as energy costs of late and other sort of fixed costs in people's lives. Is a 2.7% increase enough in your view?
Well, it's not. And it's not for both the short-term reasons you cite. I mean, there was a lot of costs, particularly that lower-income households are vulnerable to, like the cost of gasoline and housing. But there's even a more fundamental, longer-term reason why these levels of wage growth just aren't sufficient. And that's that real wages for working people for decades have stagnated. And there's just there's a wage gap that we really need to recover. There's a big part of the growth of the economy that in the past workers shared with people who, you know, owned capital and who had labor. They shared those gains.
Well, that hasn't
happened.
This is a really important point. Why? I mean, this is not a past 5 years issue, a past 10 years issue. This is a decades long issue. Why?
That's exactly right. It is. It really goes back to the late 1970s and the 80s, and grew much more in the post Great Recession period. And the answer to your question is, employment now looks really different than it used to look. Employers used to, the major businesses that drive our economy across the different sectors, manufacturing, service, used to directly employ millions and millions of workers. That is no longer the case. That the whole structure of employment has shifted out, whether it's through outsourcing or subcontracting or third-party management, and it used to just be about low-wage workers. Now, with what people like to call the gig economy that goes way beyond just the digital platform world, there are more and more jobs where the people who actually employ you are no longer the main companies that really still drive the economy. And that means the way wages are set, look really different. A lot of those gains that go from increasing productivity and expansion of our economy are no longer being shared because the people setting those wages are sometimes these lower level subcontractors or other parties who simply cannot pass on the wage gains the way they used to.
But is it possible that they can't pass along the increased cost because, as you describe, you have a new economy where there's always someone else breathing down your neck that doesn't have legacy costs or legacy employees that they have to shoulder the burden for?
Absolutely right. And unfortunately, many of the reasons why you have leading companies in the retail sector and manufacturing and hotel industry, really across the board, shifted out those jobs is they wanted to get rid of those legacy costs. They wanted to get rid of the costs of expensive costs about employing people. That used to be part of the social contract, that we thought this was part of employment. You kind of shared the burdens of whether it was unemployment assurance or worker compensation or just meeting basic wage and hour requirements. That used to be my job in the Labor Department. That has been, our laws and the structuring of our economy have allowed that burden to be shifted out to employers who, as you correctly say, are in direct competition with a bunch of other employers who are less able of doing that. And the party that bears the burden, the risks that have been shifted, more and more are on working people.
Just quickly, give you 10 seconds. Is there a role that the government will play, or do you believe that that's over as well?
Well, I think, certainly in the next few years, I would doubt it, although we're seeing at the state level, government is jumping in with increases in minimum wage and other kinds of ways of helping working people. In the long term, I think government's going to have to play a role in really righting this.
I want to thank you very much for spending time with us. David Weil, Dean of the Heller School for Social Policy and Management at Brandeis University, former head of the Wage and Hour Division of the U.S. Department of Labor.